And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, relax your body, take that deep cleansing breath, breathing into the infinite presence within. Hold it for a few moments longer than necessary, and then slowly let go. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, become still and turn within to that still small space within that inner sanctuary of your soul where you know and feel your oneness. And with every breath you take, know that you are breathing the very breath of God. And with every exhale, release tension, any tension in your body, any worry in your mind, and any thoughts of separation in your consciousness. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, now and always. And surely the presence of the great I Am lives and moves and has its being through you as you. So one with the one, feeling the spirit of divine love and peace moving within you. Know that that spirit moves always through you and all your relationships. What perfect peace you find in that presence. Awakening, awakening to all the powers of the Christ. Know that all is well in your life. Divine order permeates the universe, and everything and everyone is enfolded in divine love. Allow this precious peace to flow through your entire being. Feel your heart expand in gratitude with this truth. And so, living from that, breathing from that, Christ consciousness, affirm the Creator as the source of all being of life, the source of all your good. You know that you can find comfort there in God's constant presence. Your mind is one with the very mind of God. Realize that you do not find fulfillment in the things of the outer world, not from possessions, status, or opinions of others. As much as we enjoy the blessings and pleasures of this world, we do not let these define us because our identity is spiritual. Our identity is divine. Just as Esther finally revealed her true identity to the king, it is time to define your true identity. You are love. You are strength. You are harmony and wisdom and power. Know that in times of trouble and conflict, you can always turn your pivotal soul to the problem, or you can turn your soul to all the Christ powers within, where there is no fear, only love. There is no discord, only harmony. There is no brokenness, only wholeness. So, just feel that amazing power of your divine nature now, and know that it is more powerful than any outward challenge of your life. Contemplate this for just a few moments in the silence. And so now, with hearts full of gratitude and thanksgiving, and the sure and certain knowledge that beyond any earthly challenge, there is always a greater reality, we just say thank you, God. There is only one power and one presence, and it is our mission to express that presence on this earth. And so we unite now in a spiritual community accepting that mission, and we say thank you with hearts full of gratitude. Thank you, God. And we continue this prayer by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.